This is Sportsman Spotlight with Matt and Tom. This winter has been quite a treat for ice fishers all around the West, with frigid temperatures creating the perfect conditions to get out on the ice. I wanted to find out what the guys and gals are using this year out on the lakes. So I called up sales associate Marcus with Sportsman Warehouse to get his intel on the different pole sizes and specs.
Mostly, you know, they use a very short rod. 22, 24 inch rods are not uncommon. Some guys go even shorter than that. And very lightweight, very compact packages, you know, rod reel combos. The reason for that mostly is it's hard to fish through a hole in the ice with a long rod and land a fish properly without cutting your line against the ice and stuff. But they use a very short package that they can just stand over the hole and jig their worm and marshmallow. But there's also other ways, little jig heads tipped with a maggot. There's really a lot of different things that guys do. Mealworms, some guys use something called a waxy. There really are a few different ways to go. The jig and wrap made by Rapala, it's just a lure by itself that you jig, and there's other ways to do it. You're literally just sitting over one spot, try it there, and if you don't have success, then you drill another hole and move around until you have success. So you can put out five setups and you have five different holes going all at once.
Sportsman Warehouse also has some great deals on pop-up ice fishing huts. If you haven't tried one out, believe me, they're well worth it, especially on those awful windy days. You've just heard Sportsman Spotlight with Matt Rice. If you have a fishing or hunting story you'd like to share, feel free to contact us at sportsmanspotlight.com, home of the Ag Information Network of the West.